upon the evolution of rotational modulation amplitude in solar mass main sequence stars by Kento Masuda. We investigate the relation between rotation periods brought and photometric modulation amplitudes per for approximately equals 4000 sun-like main sequence stars observed by Kepler, using prot and per from McQuillan et al. 2014, effective temperature TEF from LAMOST Dr. 6, and parallax data from Gaia EDR3. As has been suggested in previous works, we find that prot scaled by the convective turnover time tau c, or the Rossby number rho equals prot, tau c, serves as a good predictor of per. Per plateaus around 1% in relative flux for 0.2 is less than or equal to rho, rho sin is less than or equal to 0.4, and decays steeply with increasing rho for 0.4 is less than or equal to rho, rho sin is less than or equal to 0.8, where rho sinotes rho of the sun. In the latter regime we find dr per, dro approximately -4.5 to -2.5, although the value is sensitive to detection bias against weak modulation and may depend on other parameters including TEF and surface metallicity. The existing X-ray and Ca2-Hk flux data also show transitions at rho, rho sin approximately 0.4, suggesting that all these transitions share the same physical origin. We also find that the rapid decrease of per with increasing rho causes rotational modulation of fainter Kepler stars with rho, rho sin is greater than or equal to 0.6 to be buried under the photometric noise. This effect sets the longest prot detected in the McQuillan et al. 2014, sample as a function of TEF, and obscures the signature of stalled spin down that has been proposed to set in around rho, rho sin approximately 1. Dot. This was On the Evolution of Rotational Modulation Amplitude in Solar Mass Main Sequence Stars by Kento Masuda.